Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're waiting Dan Quinn to meet with reporters any moment now. We'll take you out to Ashburn, where he will address, presumably, Jaden Daniels' MRI and probably tell you that he'll have more information on Wednesday. You know, that's just the way they choose to handle things. And I'm sure he'll be asked whether he intends to make any changes on the defensive staff because he indicated that that was a possibility. So we'll take you out there as quickly as he comes up to the podium. Or is it a Zoom call? I don't know if it's a Zoom call or if it's a podium thing. I think it's a Zoom call today. So it is a Zoom. That's right. I did know that. Real quickly, let me give you... I did get an answer from Sumer Brain, Sumer Sports. The Commanders have not rushed seven. Okay, we'll give you that when we come back. Dan Quinn now at the podium.
The team, but right now where I feel the only thing consistent right now has been our inconsistency. Told the team a message about some of our Navy SEAL friends and diving or sailing with no GPS and no landmarks. The three things you need to know are where are you, where are you going, and what bearings you're needed. We need everyone to step up, coaches and players. That's our jobs. When I see turnovers or penalties or drops or missed tackles, when you hit a rash of injuries, those are the things that we should and must be able to count on. And hit that with the staff today, and that's disappointing to us. So our focus needs to be sharper. That's the bare minimum. And we're going to dig in to find out how we improve upon that. So that is our focus, the focus itself, to make sure, like, eliminate things if we need to be sharper and cleaner of how we play. But one thing I do know, we'll also make the choice to absolutely go for it. Not going to be easy, but we're not staying in this space either, you guys. So our identity has not come together. And these next four games until our bye, we got a lot of work to do to help create that. But the inconsistency is the thing that, man, we're gonna hammer this out. And we're going to get there, but it's frustrating. And that's where we're at today. So. Lots to work on. I told the team we had last night 8 days to our next game. We got a lot of work to do. So that's where I'm at, and I'll get started with you guys.
Hey, John Keim.
Dan, can you fill us in on any MRI update on Jaden and then on Dorrance Armstrong too?
Yeah, fill you in on both. So I want to start with the bad news. So DA, he's got a significant injury. It's going to knock him out. And so that's hard, you know, when he's really coming on like he has. So I had a chance to visit with him today, and that's a hard one for us. And I'm just bummed for him because I thought he was really starting to make his mark, John, in that way. Jaden had an MRI on his hamstring today. Good news, not significant or long term, but I don't know the status for Monday night just yet. I'll have a better sense as I get closer to it. With the extra day and what that looks like, but the good news came back that not a long-term thing, but I just can't answer tonight where I'm at with the game, with it being Monday, so I'll have a better feel for you guys when we get to Thursday. So this week it's pushed back with Monday, so Thursday will be like a Wednesday and on down the week, so I'll give you a better sense for that.
And then this is a follow-up combined with another question, but with Dorrance, you say long-term, is this season ending?
Yes.
That's one. Okay. And then two, when you talked about making, you know, looking at everything to help the defense, right? So when you're looking at that, how do you parcel out like coaching issues, coaching mistakes versus player mistakes if the same things oftentimes keep happening?
Yeah, I think it's that's what we're, and it's ongoing. It's tonight, it's through the next few days to get there. From a philosophy standpoint, if there's a certain issue that can keep coming up, it's time for that, you know, call to change all the way, John. So more often than not, it gets simpler as you go to make sure you can nail the things that you need to nail. So that's generally been the best course of action, to tighten some things up to make sure it doesn't come up and hit you again. But yeah, it's ongoing as we're starting that process, and we'll dig into that hard tonight before we begin our preparation into Kansas City. Tonight and morning is really spent on us.
Nikki?
Yeah, do you, Dan, do you have a plan yet of how you want to fill that role with Dorns? I mean, to lose three defensive ends, I mean, kind of what has that been like for the line, and do you have a plan to kind of fill that yet?
Not yet. Nikki, Adam and I are going to visit right after we're done here and kind of put the next steps in order of what that looks like. It'll likely be, you know, some combination of, you know, like we did in the game, some other guys moving out to play on some early downs. But one thing I know from Adam and his team, though, we're also going to look and see, you know, what other options are available for that. But yeah, it's a big deal for us. So we're trying to dig into that, but we haven't explored what it looks like just yet.
And then on the back end of the defense, I know you basically said after the game that all things are on the table as you sort of dig into it. But has there been any consideration to make any personnel changes on the back end or anywhere else on the defense?
Yeah, we'll look. Like I said, tonight we're really digging in on some more to find it, Nikki, and see, you know, what changes could be there for us. But before I get into, you know, I want to go through everything and take all the information and then make our decisions from there. So, but I am looking for more consistency, that's for sure.
Tom? Dorrance, was it the same leg as the string, and was there any connection between those two things, or was it just totally separate?
Yeah, this one was separate, Tom, just from in the air and then landing on an awkward way, getting pushed. So, no, it was not related one to the other.
You're muted there, Tom. Sorry, when you went back and watched the film from yesterday, was there anything in particular that was worse than you initially thought, or
I don't know if it was worse than I thought, but I thought the game really took a turn, you know, at the end of the half. We scored a touchdown to go, and then coming back to allow a touchdown at the end of the half, that was the hardest part. I sensed that going in, but that was the spot that, you know, that left the biggest mark for me. You know, the ball security of, you know, having a fumble and then the interception, obviously that they ran back for a score, not creating those, you know, in that spot. Those were a couple of things that stood out to me, Tom.
David Aldridge?
Dan, how did Sam grade out and get through the game for you?
Yeah, good news. He made it through good. And going through, he had maybe like one mental error. So the spot for him to miss that much time and get back into it, I thought was good. He'll be the first to tell you there's going to be some things to clean up. I was going in expecting that, you know, to make sure there's going to be some ones that you're not quite sure there. Most of those are in pass protection, you know, just more reps, more time at it. But, man, it's good to have him back out there. That's a big deal for us.
And, Coach, I ask coaches this in all sports from time to time when you go through a rough patch. I know your family's going to tell you the truth about things, but from a work standpoint, who tells you the truth on a regular basis?
You need it. And certainly I count on, you know, the partner I'm in it with first is Adam. But where we're at, we spend a lot of time together talking about the team. And when it's the most quiet for a coach, that's the person you have to lean on the most. Not a lot of people coming in the office after, you know, days like that. And so going through it, saying the tough things, those are the things, you know, that I need, you know, to hear. And so I'm thankful that he does that.
Scott?
Dan, with these injuries mounting, as the head coach, you feel what?
Well, I think coming through the first thing, there's like two sides to it, Scott. There's one that I think about opportunity on some, you know, when there's moments there. The second thing is, how do I replace some of those reps? You know, like when a starter goes out, there's a lot of practice time and reps involved with that. And so when this opportunity comes for the second person, you're trying to speed up that process for them to make sure their techniques, their communications are on point and to the right space. So that's where my head goes to get someone ready. How do we fast track them to get them the information, the looks that they need to be really ready to go compete? And so that's where it goes. I think about the player, whether it's short term or long term. And if it's long term, knowing that's a tough spot for them. They got a road ahead that's, not that easy. And then on the short term, you know, we lean into the medical side, knowing that they're going to be back. Yeah, it's a good question, man. It's different emotions based on how long they're out. And then my thought goes to the person that's taken on more in the role. How do we get them most ready fastest?
Dan, since you've arrived in Washington, you've preached brotherhood. You've preached culture. And in these challenging times when adversity hits, how do you lean on that established culture in these moments?
Yeah, it's good because the leading and the brotherhood during the successful times, that's easy to do, Scott, you know. And so it is now on these times that you can have, kind of like David was referring to earlier, the honest conversations about where we're at. And so when I talk to the team, I'm, brutally honest about where we're at and saying even today, like, we're off course and we have to get back on, and this is how we're going to go about doing it. So I do lean into it. We've got some fantastic leaders. I'll also lean in with them. And like I said, it's not easy, but it will be done. It's just a matter of us being more consistent. And it's not a sexy word or great topic, but it's really important for us to be able to do that. And I'm certain we'll get there, but it's not just something that you just talk about and gets done. Like, we've got to put the work out on the practice field to do that.
JP?
Thanks, Charlie. Hey, Dan, not even specific to the hamstring, because it seems like maybe this is going to be okay, big picture. But for Jaden, ideally this is the franchise cornerstone for the next 10, 15 years. And just in the last month, knee, then hammy. What, if any, overall level of concern is there for you? Do you try to talk to him about?
Yeah, we talk a lot, JP, honestly, all the way through. So I didn't sense this was, something that, he's had before or that's come up for him before. We're just going to stay consistent, man, about how we go about things and the way we train. And certainly for him, too, I thought there was definitely steps forward from the time that he missed going into the game, when's a throwaway, when's one to stay alive to go. And so me seeing that improvement already, JP, I'm pleased with that. So using his legs is part of his game, but remaining a passer before getting outside the pocket to run, that's something that we're going to continue to work on for sure.
Thank you. And then with the explosives in the pass defense, yesterday you were understandably frustrated, but now that you've watched it, I get that it's inconsistencies, but have you noticed maybe the same thing happening on those plays?
Yeah, if it was, that would be much easier to say, all right, this one specific thing. Like, I thought yesterday the tackling was better. I didn't like it, what it looked like against Chicago, and that part of our game was better. But to allow, a 70-yard explosive play, like, those are things, man, we just can't have. And so those are the ones that, like, okay, when I talk about, all right, do we take less? Are we doing less? Like, all that's on the table to make sure that if they beat us on a good play, man, everybody can live with that. That's pro ball. But nothing that, is something from a technique standpoint that we can prevent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Howard?
Dan, with Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense seemingly in a good direction and on track right now, does that make it that much tougher for you guys to try to get your defense going in the right direction?
It's definitely a challenge, Howard, for sure. I haven't seen their game yesterday, but I know, man, it's about as good as you, knowing that if we play like we're capable of, to the right standards and being more consistent, we'll like the results. But I'm looking for us to do that. There was plays yesterday that I liked quite a bit. And so it's not like it's falling. It's the up, the down, the up, the down. And that, Howard, is to me the real challenge of this. If we were not showing the ability to do it at the level that we want, I'd be way more concerned. So I guess where the frustration and the angst to like, man, we are going to dig harder is knowing that we are capable of that. And that's why I'm digging in hard, man, to find out, okay, does less equal more consistent? And if it does, that's what we'll do.
And I wanted to ask you about Marshon Lattimore and whether there's a particular issue you see with him and if there's any possibility that it could benefit him and or the team if either his playing time changed or his role changed at all.
Yeah, I thought the first PI at the end, you know, just playing back towards it, and he knows that, and I think it might have been the first drive, Howard, to go. Like part of playing corner is, you know, like life outside, throwing the ball, you know, high and outside. And so knowing the right techniques and how to play that, but, he'll get there, man. There's plenty of them that also went really good in that space too, Howard, for him. So, this is not a one coach, one player, you know, meetings that we're on tonight. It's how to collectively do we do our thing better. And so that's what I've been digging in on hard. It's a challenge, but it's also fun as hell to go through to say, all right, how do we find us at our best and putting people in the right spots and digging in there as a coach and as the players too. You know, what more can they hit on to meet the standard that we've set for ourselves? So I kind of think of it as this big collective thing to say, all right, how are we going to do our parts better?
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right.
All right.
That's it.
Appreciate
all right.
it. All
okay.
good. Yeah.
Thanks, Charlie. See you guys.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. That is Dan Quinn. We let it roll all the way to the end, and then they cut it off after like 14 minutes. Didn't seem like everyone got to ask their questions, but, you know, from time to time, it's going to happen. All right. Tell you what. We got to take a timeout. We might be able to squeeze in one more on the other side. I think we could probably do that in a quick dum-dum of the day next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.